Hi guys, I'm Suvik and welcome to another episode of A Political Week with Suvik. On this podcast, I tell you about all that's happened in the global political scene every week. So, last week I told you about the arrest of Alexei Navalny. Following up on that story, on Monday, Russia violently cracked down on protesters calling for the release of Alexei Navalny. So, Russian police violently broke up rallies and arrested more than 3,000 people in over 100 cities, as protesters brave sub-zero temperatures to demand the release of nationalist politician and leader Navalny. A rally in Moscow drew over 10,000 people, the biggest in years, with protesters chanting slogans against President Vladimir Putin. Among those detained was Navalny's wife Yulia, who was arrested by riot police as she held a press conference. Also on Monday, Cyclone Elias leaves a path of destruction in Mozambique. So in Mozambique, at least 4 people have been killed and thousands displaced after tropical cyclone Elias tore through the central coast of the country. The region is still recovering from 2 devastating cyclones in 2019, the Idai and the Kenneth. So moving on to Tuesday, India celebrated its 72nd Republic Day. The national flag was unfurled at Rajpath in the presence of President Ramnath Kovind, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President Venkaiah Naidu. The Republic Day parade saw a total of 32 table walks, 17 of various states and union territories, 9 of ministries and 6 of the defense arm. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro attended India's Republic Day celebrations organized by the Indian Embassy in the national capital Brasilia and called India a brotherly nation. But the celebration was cut short when thousands of Indian farmers protesting controversial agricultural reforms stormed New Delhi's historic Red Fort, when others breaching barricades and clashing with police. Protesters scaled the walls of the iconic monument and the farmers' union flag was hoisted alongside India's national flag. Tear gas was used by the police to contain the large crowds of protesters and tractors and on foot from breaking through the barricades. Both police and the protesters suffered heavy injuries. Now moving on to Wednesday. On Wednesday, in relief for spouses of H-1B holders, Biden withdrew the Trump rule on H-4 visa. So US President Joe Biden has withdrawn a Trump-era rule rescinding work authorization for H-4 visa holders who are spouses of those possessing the H-1B visas, with the majority of them being highly skilled Indian and Asian women. For some of you that don't know that, an H-4 visa is issued by the US Citizenship and Immigration Service to immediate family members, the spouses and children under 21 years of age of the H-1B visa holders, most of whom are foreign IT professionals. Now moving on to Thursday. On Thursday, Pakistan's Supreme Court acquitted Al-Qaeda terrorist Omar Saeed Sheikh in the kidnapping and murder case of Daniel Pearl. Some backstory here, Daniel Pearl was the South Asia Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. He was abducted and beheaded while he was in Pakistan investigating a story in 2002 on the links between the country's powerful spy agency ISI and Al-Qaeda. The Pakistan Supreme Court has ordered Omar Sheikh's release, a judgment denounced by the American journalist family as a complete travesty of justice. The White House has expressed outrage over the Pakistan Supreme Court's decision and said that the judgment is an affront to terrorism victims everywhere. Now moving on to Friday, following up with the previous story, Anthony Blinken, the US Secretary of State, on Friday spoke to the Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mohammad Qureshi on ensuring accountability for Omar Sheikh and the other convicted terrorists responsible for Pearl's murder. Also on Friday, EU regulators authorized AstraZeneca's vaccine for all adults. So the regulators have authorized AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for use in adults throughout the European Union on Friday, amid criticism that the bloc is not moving fast enough to vaccinate its population. The vaccine will be given to people 18 and over, and the shot is the third COVID-19 vaccine given with a green light by the European Medicines Agency after the ones paid by Pfizer and Moderna. China launches a multi-role warship for Pakistan. So shipyard in Shanghai launched the second of 4 multi-role warships being built for the Pakistan Navy. Pakistan first announced in 2017 a deal for the Type 054-AP frigates. The Type 054-AP frigates derived from the Type 054-A frigates in service with People's Chinese Liberation Army. The ships have a displacement of around 4,000 tons. The Type 054-A vessels were among the first Chinese warships to feature extensive stealth characteristics to reduce chances of detection by enemy radars and infrared sensors. Now the last story is that India gifted 500,000 doses of Covishield vaccine to Sri Lanka to start its vaccination drive. The first shots will be given to frontline health workers, soldiers and security personnel. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa thanked India for its generosity as India has donated the vaccine under its neighborhood first policy. So this was all for today, guys. So I'm gonna see you guys in the next episode next week.
Cheers.